Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680. What a pleasure. Mario Hollins is here, and he's a local kid from El Cerrito in the big leagues with the Phillies. How do you like that?
It's a dream come true. This is all I ever wanted, and playing here just... It almost feels like a dream.
Yeah. Take us back, Mario Hollins, El Cerrito High School. But for everyone who listens, you know, so many people listen to KNBR, and you know that you did as well, too, in the Bay Area. Take us back to the Little League days and Mustang and Pony and all that stuff.
I'm a proud alumni of El Cerrito Youth Baseball. I played from Pinto all the way till Bronco, and then I started playing travel ball year round. But I was on the Bobcats and Pinto, the Cubs and Mustang, and the Twins in Bronco. I had a lot of good years there, and a lot of good all-star teams also.
Boy, it's great. Now up with the Phillies, a left-handed relief specialist. Then you went on to El Cerrito High School, and I know there's a lot of people that you remember that you'd like to thank even for just being here today.
Yeah, especially out to my coaches, Brian Nichols, who I had the last couple years there, Steve Warren, my first 2 years, and Pops Mitchell, who's no longer with us, who passed a few years ago. The best player to ever come out of El Cerrito High. I mean, I couldn't have been here, I couldn't have made it through and had such success at El Cerrito High without those three guys.
Mario, did you know it as you're going through high school? You know, you're a big kid. I know you end up going to UC Santa Barbara, but what did you think going through high school as you're developing as a baseball player? Is it something you wanted to do?
I didn't really think about it my first 2 years. I was lucky to be a freshman on varsity and be on that team that made it to the NCS championship and played at the Coliseum. But I didn't really start thinking about it until after my sophomore year into junior, going into my junior year when I was starting to get letters from different schools, and it started to become a reality.
All right. Now, my son Evan had you for a couple of days before you got put on the freshman team with Steve Warren. They grabbed you. But being at El Cerrito, playing at Cerrito Vista, we just saw Jimmy Rollins from Encinal High School. And, of course, he beat El Cerrito his senior year, bouncing a ball up the middle. High school baseball in the Bay Area, now that you've been through in the minor leagues, you've been in the big leagues, what do you think about high school baseball in the Bay Area?
I think it's some of the best, especially down in South Bay where the private school league. I know there's a lot of talent coming out there. But I remember also going to see Dontrell Willis's games over at Encinal. I mean, our league, or the old league, the ACCAL, I don't know what it is now, but we had a lot of talent out in that league. I remember some tough battles and along with during the battles during the playoffs and NCS playoffs. And I know CCS had a lot of good players too. So it's I think it's not just doing well, but I think it's getting better.
Did you play other sports in high school?
I played a lot of tennis. Tennis was my number one sport for a while, but baseball slowly took over, and then I concentrated solely on baseball.
Mario Hollins with us. He's a member of the Phillies, as you can tell, from the Bay Area, and a big smile sitting out here at AT&T Park. There's a lot of people coming out to the game to see him work. You're now a relief pitcher. Now, coming out of high school, and I don't know how Brian Nichols used you. I assume you're a starting pitcher. How did the transition come to relief?
Well, my first freshman year with Coach Warren, I was kind of a closer slash... I started a little bit, but I closed some games. I remember I closed the semifinal game against Camp Lindo my freshman year to get to the Coliseum.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that. But that was basically, I haven't done much relieving besides that before this year. But I'm willing to do anything to make the team and kind of mark my stamp on the team.
What's it like being in the big leagues? You're a lefty specialist. I know good numbers against lefties, which are expected. But what's it like just being in the big leagues?
There's always something to learn, off the field or on the field. You learn something new every day, and whether you're expecting it or not, there's great opportunities everywhere, and you just have to keep your eyes open and just stay aware. Yeah.
Who's kind of teaching you the life of a big leaguer?
I think it's a mixture of the veterans, from Jimmy Rollins to Papelbon to Mike Adams, Ryan Howard. Although they've taken me under their wing, it's separate in a different way. For each guy has their own way, but I mean, it's not many rookies have the opportunity that I have to be on a team with such veterans that have had plenty of success in their career.
Philly fans can be very fickle. How do you deal with, you know, you're not dealing in El Cerrito anymore. What are they like?
Getting booed is a whole new experience, but it comes with the territory, and it could be much worse than getting booed. Much worse things in life, but you have to. They're also very passionate fans, so it has its ups and its downs.
All right, Evan said to ask you, how do you hit? Because he remembers you as being a pretty good hitter when he had you.
I was a very good hitter. not as good as I remember, probably, but. I held my own in high school. I would like to get a bat here, but that's stretching it here.
Yeah. Have you gotten a hit and a bat yet?
In Double A.
Oh, okay.
I'm a great Double A hitter. I don't know about if I can handle some of the arms in the big league, but against Double A, I got that under control.
Now, how would you describe your delivery? I've seen you on TV, and how would you describe it? It's a little different.
Yeah, it wasn't like that in the past. It's kind of slowly transformed into kind of just hiding the ball for as long as possible. And I kind of part of that comes from watching Dontrell when I was younger, and getting input on from hitters about what they don't like to see, what makes them uncomfortable, what makes it harder for them to track the ball. And I've gotten some better velocity out of it, too. So it's a combination of reasons.
Yeah. What's the biggest challenge for you as a rookie? And I know it's just learning big league life, the travel, waking up, and you know, it's a long season. But what's the biggest challenge?
Adjusting to some of the teams in the division, because we play them so many times. And it feels like these are major league players, and they make adjustments really fast. So what worked maybe the first two series against some of the teams hasn't worked or won't work the third or fourth time around. So kind of adjusting with them was a little tough at first.
Sure. Well, how do you feel about somehow getting into a game this weekend against the Giants?
I hope so. I had a great time. It was great playing them when they came to Philly a couple weeks ago, but getting to play against in front of all my friends and family and just all the supporters would be perfect.
It would be an amazing experience for you. I know you're very excited about it. How's the division going? And I know the Phillies are not where you want them to be, but baseball is a lot of parity. As you know, you've seen the division. Tell us what you think about the division, maybe a little bit about the National League.
There's some good teams up top. Nationals are really stacked. And the Braves, even though they've hit a little slump, they're still a solid team. They've just had some bad luck with some of these injuries. But I think the team to Oakland, it looks they can't do anything wrong besides running into the Royals this past weekend. I mean, they looked really good, and they're just from across the bay too.
Have you pitched against Puig yet, or someone like that?
I faced when I faced the Dodgers. I didn't face Puig. I faced Gonzalez and Hanley Ramirez and Vince Like. But I didn't get to play against Puig. But he is extremely. He's very impressive as a physical being and just a ball player.
All right, Mario Hollins, we'll wrap it up with him. Great to see him here, fans. You have to look at him, how excited he is just to be sitting here in AT&T Park. What's your pitch? How do you pitch? How do you get people out?
I throw a lot of fastballs usually. Thankfully, it has some movement down and away, and it has a good enough velocity behind it. But my slider has really come along. Change up and slider, cutter, I'll throw in that sometimes. Depends on who the batter is, but I'd say most of the time it's sliders and fastballs.
Wow. All right. UC Santa Barbara, what did you major in?
I was a sociology major.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, this is somewhere way, way, way down the line for you, but pleasure to have you here, and I know you're excited, and I know for everyone connected to El Cerrito baseball and ECYB and everything that goes with it, you're a big hero to everyone, so I appreciate you being on.
Oh, thank you, and thanks to everyone from Contra Costa County. The whole county, that whole 510 area is home and always will be.
All right. That's Mario Hollins. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.